शांति।
ओम शांति।
सतगुरुवार के दिन।
On the day of the Satguru,
सभी के स्नेह भरी यादें लेकर।
Carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself as I reached the subtle region.
To vatan mein pahunchte hi pehle se hi bahut se farishte vatan ke andar pahunche.
I saw that many angels had already reached the subtle region.
Chal bhi rahe the.
They were walking in a very slow motion, some were flying very slowly. Different color lights were spreading out from their wings. And these rays of light were falling on the globe. Some places the green light was falling, some places yellow, and so this light was being reflected off the globe in different corners. After a few seconds, I saw Baba coming from a distance. Baba then said, "Child, what are you looking at?" In turn asked Baba, where were you? Where had you gone to? Baba smiled and said, today Baba went on a tour of the entire world. Baba was looking at what souls of the world need and want.
उनकी आवश्यकता अनुसार उनको कैसे दे रहे हैं बाबा ने कहा
and how we are to provide what they need. You are looking at what the state of the world is. In some places there is peacelessness, there is tension, in certain areas there are natural calamities. So the father has given the children this task of giving support to souls of the world. So in some places Baba's children are sending vibrations of strength, of support, of courage, of zeal and enthusiasm. So Baba has great pride in the children because they are carrying out such spiritual efforts. So according to their capacity, the children are carrying out Baba's task. I then saw that many sisters and brothers got emerged in front of Baba. Baba was giving each one drishti and saying, come, my children who are seated on the heart throne. So as Baba said this, come, my children who are seated on the heart throne, I saw that a very beautiful throne emerged in front of each child, and then they got seated on their respective heart throne, on the throne. And then what I noticed was the legs of the throne. For some, one leg was shaking, for some, two were shaking, for some, three. So the throne, for some, were moving downwards. And then for some, the fourth leg wasn't working properly. Baba then explained, Baba has made the children those who are seated on the heart throne, but why are the children not able to maintain that? On one of the thrones was written, those who are seated on the father's heart throne and those who will then go on to become take the throne in the future. On the first leg was written, may you be the embodiment of remembrance. On the second leg, those who are the spinners of the discus of self-realization. On the third leg was written, the one who has right over all powers, and fourthly, the one who uses all the blessings. Baba then said, Baba has given the children the heart throne, however, firstly, the children don't stay in constant remembrance of that. Sometimes they do. Along with remembrance, they get attracted to external things, and because they're not able to maintain that remembrance, their inner stage fluctuates. Sometimes they feel they're flying, sometimes they're descending. Secondly, the father has given the children all the rights and asked the children to become an embodiment of that. So the children do repeat all what rights they've received, they remember those rights, however, they're not able to become the embodiment of all those rights. Because of that, sometimes they feel emptiness internally. Thirdly, Baba has bestowed so many powers on the children, but the children use those powers less. Nature is also showing its games. Time is also showing you different scenes. There's so many things happening for transformation in the world. The children continue to hear all these different news. Sometimes they get a bit frightened listening to the news. Sometimes they have questions of why is this happening, what is happening. And then there are some children who maintain their inner stage and send vibrations depending on what is required, what scenes are unfolding. Because they're able to maintain a light stage internally, if they're not able to maintain that inner stage, then they get entangled in the situation, in the scenes of transformation. So whether it's time, whether it's nature, they're showing different scenes because they have to reach their completion. So the children have to maintain their inner stage of having all rights and use all the powers. In order to bring about transformation in time and to make your inner stage powerful, what do the children have to do? Become the embodiment of the powers of the blessings you receive from the Father. Use those blessings and enable others to experience the benefit of those blessings. And then you will always remain seated on the Father's heart throne. And Baba will continue to keep you light in every situation and make you powerful. Baba then spread out his arms, and as though Baba, everyone was in Baba's embrace. Once again, Baba showed the children on their individual thrones. It was a very beautiful scene, as though the sovereigns, the kings, were seated on their thrones. Baba said, all my children are those who have all rights. But in the future too, these are the souls who are going to claim world sovereignty. So Baba too is very happy that my children are going to become masters of the world. Baba was giving such blessings and power to all the children. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba called all the children closer, embraced all of them. Baba was giving a lot of love to the children and said, tell the children, no matter what is happening in the present time, before time, you have to create such a powerful stage so that time too will come and bow down in front of you. I am too. We continue to make all of you children powerful. Baba has already told you from before that these situations will come. They will come to empower you and they will come to help you check your own stage. It will come and it will help you bring about transformation and to empower you. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.